brother we, brother to brother and everyone above and below. Where we will be for the three brave amigos are we. We are the three amigos. We are the three amigos.
unnerved, you know. This life that we lead in this century and all, it's a tense life. And we're all have our problems of tensions. But the other night, about 3 o'clock, I got out of bed to get a glass of water. And when I came back, the bed was made. Now, that's unnerving, you see. That's very unnerving. And, I suppose it's the tense times we live in, and the army has had its effect on all of us. I've noticed that the great comedians that I have seen on television are nostalgic. They're all such sad little people, and they're so sad. They remember the past, Hammersteins and Ziegfelds. I don't know whether, I don't know about those things. But if it's nostalgia and memories you want, I have memories. May I give you my memories? I remember when automobiles were painted all one color. They don't paint them like that anymore. I remember Gino Prado, Horace Height, Dagmar. They don't make them like that anymore. I remember Margaret Truman when she was still looking. I remember when only one president of the United States had a Gettysburg Address. I remember straight chairs and contour people. I remember Howard Johnson when he only had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I remember when every family had a simple garbage disposal unit, a large, hungry Airedale. I remember cooperative apartment houses. Now you have to sneak your girls in. But most of all, I remember Mama. I always called her Mama. I never knew her first name. My saddest and most depressing memory of all, I leave you with now. The Great Depression was tough. I couldn't get a job. It's next week.
do not want.
Thank you.
Ella had the grace of death. I had Sarah Weller for several hours. The sunset lasted for two at least, and then the moon came up over a bank of low clouds. I was flying about 12,000 feet. I could say here that something happened which has never happened before in my 12 years of flying. That is, the altimeter, the instrument required to register altitude, height above ground, failed. The hand swung around the dial in such a manner that I knew it was out of commission for the rest of the night. About 11:30, the moon disappeared behind some clouds, and I ran into a storm. It was rather a severe one with lightning, and I was considerably buffeted about.
I can just repeat to the listeners that they have been hearing Miss Amelia Earhart speaking over the Columbia Broadcasting System from London, England.
The Remote Control Teacher Service of the Columbia Network has presented today a special international broadcast from London, England.
It was the sound of the motor. Take off, May 20th, 1937. Oakland, California. The idea? To fly from California back to California to circle the world from east to west and to become the first woman to circumnavigate the Earth. I see something shining. North. Northwest.
I see something shining. I see something shining in the distance. In the distance.
Earhart's plane was a twin-engine Lockheed Electra. Her call sign? KHAQQ. Take off. June 1st. Miami Municipal Airport. Navigator Fred Noonan sitting in the back. Request takeoff clearance. Takeoff.
Waves of air fill the wind blow. Waves of water, water far below. Waves of air.
unfettered, gravity-free leisure that celestial security guarantees for us. This gleaming new delivery system is the tech to take us wherever we have the money to go. An exotic otherworldly space resort indeed, a flight of pure interstellar fancy whose ultimate aim is to integrate you pioneers into the purifying pitch, yaw, and roll of the ascending arm. With the success of this test, the space bridge will be open to the galaxy's premier tourist destination. Moon world, sparkling, clean, and dust-free environments. Cozy, inflatable modules, each with its own life support system and living room area that will be available for as low as $100 million.
This is Capricorn Control. We're at T-minus 15 minutes and still counting. All systems are go. All lights are green. Mission Control has reported the spacecraft is now on full external power. The launch vehicle will transfer to full internal power at T-minus 50 seconds. Prime recovery ship in the event of a terminated flight will be the USS Kitty Hawk, which is located 350 nautical miles south-southeast of Bermuda. This is Capricorn Control.
Send me a message on X, formerly Twitter, or post on my Insta. DM me on Facebook, hit me up on Snapchat, or communicate with me through Telegram, WhatsApp, WeChat, Discord, Threads, Mastodon, Twitch, or Blue Sky.
He says awesome.
Yeah, that's funny.
New shows coming out, announcements of new things starting and unstarting and being canceled, and the older shows, Grimace shows.
I was doing Fantasy Island when it was a television series. Super, super, very powerful.
Shows, or if I even care.
Because motherfuckers were in theaters witnessing this peak-ass fight. Like, literally the coolest lightsaber combat we have ever gotten at that point.
As much as we love the original trilogy lightsaber fights, the duels in the prequels were much better. They're more action-packed, better choreographed, and all around better.
In my first video about the parallels between C-3PO and Anakin, I discussed how Anakin suffers from something called an O-Eddie-Puss complex.
Jango Fett, believe it or not, is better than Boba Fett. While Boba may have been the original, Jango is a better fighter.
It's a weird, ubiquitous cultural thing that has no borders, no exact shape, and no manners. It appears in all forms and products. It has invaded our holidays, our homes.
Hey, honey, you want to watch Star Wars with me?
Our personal lives.
And I hear that you also had a bit of a Star Wars wedding.
We did have a Star Wars wedding.
Our bodies and our collective mental health. I can't seem to read the room anymore, and it's fueled by endless greed and desperate branding and rebranding. It is the ever-changing face of evil.
Look what you have made.
And when a thing is everywhere and omnipresent, it has the danger of also being nothing at the same time.
And, you know, how do democracies turn back into dictatorships? Why do people who have the power to have freedom and turn it over to somebody who's going to take it all away from them?
Who cares? Let's just finish this shit so we can start making shows.
The worst thing that happens when they think they know how to do it, then they start making decisions.
The first place I thought was Disney.
What happens when there's something new?
See for yourself.
People have a tendency to overdo it.
He's right. Somebody was there.
They abuse it.
Well, we know that another space ship landed here.
Post-pandemic, it's been nothing but shows. Bundled subscriptions and lies.
Exposure. Dead empire and build a living republic. Time to forget a dead empire and build a living republic. Space. 5, 4, 3,
Roger. What's real time here?
Stay number one. Take the stay and land from individual stay number two.
Roger. Number
stay number three. Stay number four. Stay number five. Stay number one. Stay number two. Number three. Space number four. Space number five. Space.
He was coming from a place of a filmmaker in 1977, and we're filmmakers in 2019, and a lot has changed in the world.
The Shamar advised that he had a delightful report for John Glenn.
And a delightful report for one John Glenn. I do see fireflies.
Good boy. Incidentally, you have a go for the next door, in case you were wondering. Keith concurs with that one. Your retro sequence time for 4-1 is 043236. And Keith advises just proceed with normal flight plan. Looks like things are going fine.
Astronaut Walter Shavar has had the Cygnus 7 spacecraft reflect on light. He reported to the Mosaic controller that his instruments indicate that he has 90% of his fuel supply, both automatic and manual.
Crew, we laid on the line. There's no cause for alarm, folks. Proceed about your daily task. But one thing is clearly understood. Your lives, your bodies, your property belong to us whenever and wherever we choose to take.
To us in the last few minutes. That is a report from the Indian Ocean ship down on the streets of Madagascar. They indicate...
Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
As it passed over, they added...
Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
That it appeared to be almost...
Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
Over a
kicking out... Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
Voice contact is made...
Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
Then after a short...
Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy. Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy. Why waste a good-looking boy? Waste a good-looking boy.
Very friendly and very constructive.
For your information, we're going to start calling you Venus. iOS visually sighted you on the last pass.
How about that?
Flight would like to talk to you now.
Okay.
Wally, we have some echo sighting data. You prepared to copy?
Just put my thumbs away. Stand by. That should be firm, shouldn't it?
Roger. Doing a real good show up there, and I think we're proving our point, old buddy.
I hope so, Chris. I'm enjoying it.
Sigma 7, Cape Flight.
Okay, Flight.
We're ready to go into fast time, if you are.
What the good is?
Hello there, I'm George Putnam.
This is Jack Klugman.
It's all business, you see. Smoke and mirrors.
A body painting craze flowered in 1967. Most designs were unusual, way out.
You know, it's a great pleasure to have Eastman Kodak Company with us tonight, because pictures and Disneyland just naturally go together. Since Disneyland first opened in 1955, there have been more than 15 million visitors, and all you have to do is look around you to see that practically all of them are taking pictures of their many adventures here. And they enjoy their visit a great deal more because they do. You know, most everyone uses this Disneyland camera store as headquarters for Kodak film and cameras. And today, when they come in, they discover that taking pictures is easier and more fun than it ever was, thanks to Kodak's brand new automatic cameras that have just been introduced. You can see them now at your own Kodak dealers. These great new cameras that give you the right exposure time after time automatically. That's right, automatically. You can go all over Disneyland or all over the world and be sure of getting beautifully exposed pictures time after time. Now, believe it or not, this picture was taken in the shade, and this one in the sun. And they're both just great. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing to know? That every picture you take can come out just right, and you never have to make a single setting. So this summer, save your fun the modern way with a new automatic camera by Kodak. There's one for every kind of picture taking. For snapshots, there's the new Brownie Starmatic camera. And for beautiful color movies, the new Brownie Automatic Movie Camera. So remember, wherever you are, whatever you do, fun's more fun with a camera by Kodak. Now don't go away, because in just a few seconds we'll be back with some of the most exciting adventures you've ever seen. All right here on Kodak presents Disneyland 59.
To adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. Abnormal sex, crime, and violence. 75 to 90% of it ends up in the hands of our children. Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other sex deviants. The psychiatric terms for these unnatural sex acts are unknown to most decent adults in our country. But through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. They constantly portray abnormal sexual behavior as being normal. They glorify unnatural sex acts. They tell youngsters that it sparks, it's thrilling, it provides kicks to be a homosexual, a sadist, and every other kind of deviant. This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
More they hire to work for it, the more we have to pay. information in.